Canton City officials have hired an outside law firm to help navigate a dispute with Perry Township over water service. The move comes after Perry threatened a lawsuit and signed plans to form its own water system, leading Canton to seek legal guidance. Council will vote tonight on a roughly $12,700 payment to the Cleveland-based firm Kalfi, Halter, and Griswold. The dispute has already halted residential water hookups and continues to affect new commercial and industrial connections. Both governments tell the repository discussions are ongoing, with future meetings planned to resolve the issue. Authorities say 26-year-old Jack Hardy, who had been reported missing early this morning, has been located safe. He was last seen leaving the Sheets gas station on Pittsburgh Avenue Northwest in North Canton around 2 a.m. and driving a dark blue 2012 Nissan Altima. The Stark County Sheriff's Office thanked the community for their help and assistance in locating him. Facing chronic staff shortages, the state is pausing admissions to the Indian River Juvenile Correctional Facility in Maslin. Department of Youth Services Director Amy Ast notified juvenile court judges in a letter Thursday that admissions at one of Ohio's three youth prisons will be suspended for 1 month while staffing issues are addressed. About 140 males up to age 21 are housed at the facility. Stark County Family Court Judge Matthew Kreitzer says some youths committed to the state are instead being housed locally at county expense. The department is dealing with vacancies in security, education, and mental health services. A probationary police officer with the Uniontown Police Department has been fired, though officials have not said why. Lake Township trustees John Arnold and Jeremy Yoder voted Thursday to terminate the employment of Officer Dylan Swanson. Trustee Sue Grabowski was absent. Swanson had been on the job since last May and was within his first year of probationary employment. His termination took effect immediately. A federal judge dismissed claims in a civil lawsuit against Swanson in 2024. He was accused of using excessive force against a teen in 2020 while with the Lakemoor Police Department. There was no word on whether the firing was related to the suit. A Canton woman is facing charges after police say she fired a gun during a drunken episode inside her apartment building. 60-year-old Beverly Wilkerson was arrested following the Saturday incident in the 300 block of 9th Street Northeast. Bullets exited the apartment and traveled over Rex Avenue, putting other residents at risk. There were no reported injuries. Wilkerson is charged with discharge of a firearm on or near prohibited premises, discharging a firearm while intoxicated, and improperly discharging a firearm at or into a habitation. She was arraigned today in Canton Municipal Court, where bond was set at $40,000. A status conference is set for Wednesday. A woman is accused of setting fire to her neighbor's property in Paris Township. 53-year-old Felicia Board of Robertsville was arrested Saturday night after allegedly igniting a tarp attached to a detached garage in the 11,000 block of Lincoln Street Southeast. The Stark County Sheriff's Office says the property owner provided video showing the fire being set. Damage is estimated at less than $1,000. Board is charged with arson and is scheduled to be arraigned today in Alliance Municipal Court. A man already serving life in prison has been found guilty of raping two girls in Garrettsville in 2020. 38-year-old Edward Weimer was convicted Friday on 6 counts each of rape and gross sexual imposition by a Portage County jury. Sentencing is pending, including consideration of enhanced penalties. Weimer was accused of assaulting the girls while staying at a friend's home, and prosecutors say videos showed the children describing the abuse in detail. He had previous sex-related convictions and was ruled a sexually violent predator in 2021. Residents in the East Palestine train derailment settlement are now being told to expect lower personal injury payments than first estimated. Attorneys say payouts must reach available funds after overpayments by a previous administrator, with more than $17 million ordered repaid. A full claim is now expected to pay around $12,000. Officials say questions should go to claims administrator or class counsel. Household payments are still expected by the end of June. Four inmates at the Northeast Ohio Correctional Center in Youngstown have been indicted by a Mahoning County grand jury on felonious assault following a fight at the facility. Jonathan Sanchez, David McAllister, Roderick Coleman, and Blake Long each face repeat violent offender specifications. They're serving time for crimes including robbery, kidnapping, and manslaughter. The prison has seen a spike in violence, including multiple stabbings, since 2024. Multiple police agencies responded to a reported shooting at a Walmart in Liberty Township Saturday afternoon. WKBN-TV reports officers were called to the Goldie Road address just after noon for reports of a fight and a possible gunshot inside the store. Police say no shots were fired and no one was injured. The incident appears to be isolated and remains under investigation. Businesses in a Warren shopping plaza were evacuated Saturday afternoon after a bomb threat. Police say a woman called the Goodwill on Elm Road around 2:30, claiming someone would place a bomb in a donation box. Customers were evacuated from Goodwill and nearby businesses. A canine unit searched the area, but no explosives were found. All stores later reopened, and no suspects have been identified. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.